Voicebox Opera in Concert is presenting the Canadian premiere of Christoph Willibald Gluck's Alceste on Sunday, January 12th at 2:30 p.m. at Jean Lemon Hall, Trinity St. Paul Centre. That's right at Spadina and Bloor. Easy trip on the TTC. With us to talk about it is fast-rising soprano Lauren Marchison. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. It's so lovely to be here talking to you, Jean. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's lovely to talk to you. In fact, the last time you and I spoke, you were but a little girl playing with toys at your parents' place, and now look what's happened.
Yeah.
Lauren, I didn't even know that you were becoming an operatic soprano, for starters.
I know. It's been a journey to get here. But,
an
exciting one.
Very exciting. Let's get right to Alceste, and then we'll talk about other parts of your career. Who is Alceste?
Oh, wonderful question. Alceste is a queen. She is married to King Admet. And for some reason or other, King Admet has been decided to be killed by the gods. So he is on his deathbed, and an oracle comes and says that he will be spared if somebody else dies in his place. And so Alceste decides that she's going to sacrifice herself.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's a very strong character, and I think she's quite an amazing character. Mm. One who has such a capacity for love and a capacity for generosity and thinking about the people and how they need the king more than they need her.
Mm-hmm.
Though, of course, it's an existential crisis that she's having to deal with, thinking about, oh, can I leave him? Can I leave my children? What should I do? But she does decide that it's best to sacrifice herself.
Now, as you've built your backstory, what was your challenge to get building the character of Alceste? What was primarily your challenge?
Oh, well, the role is beautiful. It's very long. It's very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And there really are so many peaks and valleys. Musically, emotionally, dramatically, it's about pacing. It's sure. about really making concise decisions mm-hmm. about which parts are more suffering, which parts are more of the strength, of the resolve, and really kind of trusting the music, because Gluck wrote it so beautifully, but he really made it clear where he'd want more and mm-hmm. where he'd want you to pare back mm-hmm. a little bit and allow yourself the chance to, just kind of pare back before some more intense dramatic singing.
So what part of you do you feel is the main qualities that you bring to Alceste to honor her performance?
Oh, well, I like to think that I am also a loyal person for those that I really love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that I do have a bit of that loyalty. Of course, it hasn't been tested quite to the level. But I do understand that fierce loyalty, that fierce love that would make someone kind of quickly decide
mm-hmm.
to sacrifice themselves for those that they love.
That's a beautiful answer. Now, you have this aria, Divinité Justix, is that right?
Yes.
And what's that like?
Oh, it's just so much fun. Honestly, Jean, it's such a great aria.
Huh.
There's it starts off with a very almost stoic resolve,
mm-hmm.
and it grows into the questioning, the suffering, but then comes back to just there's such stoicism
mm-hmm.
in the role and in that aria that's wonderful to play with, honestly, because I find that a lot of the other characters that I perform, things like Mimi, there's less of that, and it's more uh-huh. simply emotionally and romantically driven. This
uh-huh.
is love, but it's not just romantic love. It's love of one's people, of
mm-hmm.
the greater good, all of this kind of thing. It's really, it's something to see.
Mm-hmm. Now, reading in the press release, it says that Gluck creates reformist operas. What is that?
Yeah. Well, it's not. There are things that are so romantic about this music, and I think a lot of the time you kind of don't really hear the Baroque.
Sure, that makes sense. Right.
You really do kind of hear a much more romantic line. Huh. There are certain parts that to me sound almost verismo in their kind of commitment to the emotion, and and I'm very excited to perform this at the Jean Lamont Hall, which of course is Voice Box Opera and Concert's new venue.
It is exciting.
And I think it's just going to be such a beautiful venue to perform this work.
Uh-huh. Lovely. And would you say that this opera is sort of a precursor to the Romantic era?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I think we've nailed it right there. You've got a very exciting career going on here, Lauren, and I'd like to talk to you just briefly, because we don't have a lot of time, but I really would like to talk to you. What happened in Germany? What have you been doing over there?
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful. I was with the Staatstheater Mainz, just out of Frankfurt. Fantastic house. I actually initially met the casting director for... who was the casting director for Staatstheater Mainz in 2021 when I was taking part of the Jeunes Ambassadeurs Lyrique. And I sang for him there, and then he heard me again singing in the Montreal competition, the CMIM, and asked me to come over and sing Nedda in Pagliacci and Anna in Le Villi. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to accept. When I was there, I thankfully showed up prepared, did a good job. He asked me to join the ensemble for the following season and sing Desdemona in Otello, which has been a dream role for just absolutely forever.
I just bet.
And so it was a really wonderful time, but I'm back in Canada now, and you know, as Dorothy says, there's no place like home. And
that's right.
It's lovely to be back, and especially to be back doing something like the premiere of Alceste with such a wonderful company. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy.
Lovely. And so you've really, I guess, sort of answered my final question, which is about a dream role. Other than Desdemona, do you think you're going along, do you think eventually you'll go into the more dramatic repertoire, or are you already there? Or
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I think I'm sorry, it's morning and I'm a little phlegmy.
That's okay, Lauren.
I feel that my voice is still growing, so I'm not entirely sure where I'm going to end up in the next 5 to 10 years. But dream roles are Fischer Countess in Nozze di Figaro, as well as Ellen Orford, Peter Grimes. Mm-hmm. I would just die to sing some Britain.
I don't blame you.
Yes. And then Voice Box Opera and Concert has been kind enough to give me a couple dream roles, too. I got to sing Vanessa with them a few years ago, and now the Alceste. So it's really wonderful.
They are a wonderful company, and they've helped so many young singers launch their careers.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. Lauren, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us. I'm very excited for you and your career and this performance coming up.
Thank you so much, Jean.
All the best. Voice Box Opera and Concert is presenting the Canadian premiere of Christoph Willibald Gluck's Alceste on Sunday, January 12th at 2:30 p.m. at Jean Lamont Hall, Trinity St. Paul's Centre. This is their new venue. It is at Spadina and Bloor, and I think it's very, very exciting. Go get your tickets. Call 416-408-0208. For details, visit operaandconcert.com.